And it being Thursday, I'm sure you've got some weekend projects coming up. Let's check in with Kyle for this week's Sticks and Stuff Report, brought to you by Fiber on Decking. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, everybody. I know it is supposed to be 82 degrees later on today, and I've been running a little bit in my free time. I've been trying to get rid of a little bit of my bottled-up insulation that I carry with myself everywhere, but insulating has become really, really popular. I know a lot of people, unfortunately, are planning for fall and winter, so I just wanted to let people know that at all of our locations, we have a ton of different options as far as insulation. It's definitely something that would help you during the summer as well, because if you have like a mini-split air conditioner or regular air conditioners, it's also going to help hold that cool air in. And then obviously in the wintertime, it'll help you hold the heat in and cut those costs on your heating bills. So we have everything from like the little disposable cans of spray foam that a lot of people are familiar with, up to some of the bigger contractor packs. We have like a 630 kit, a spray foam kit, so it does 630 board feet of insulation, so it'll be 630 square feet coverage at 1 inch of insulation. And that's something that has two tanks that are like the size of propane tanks with a hose that ties them together. You can spray it on. So if you have a large area to do, that's a pretty popular kit. We also have rigid foam insulation in 2-foot by 8-foot sheets and 4-foot by 8-foot sheets, both with and without extra foil-faced insulation. And then we have more of like a classic or standard regular bat insulation, so pre-cut pieces of fiberglass anywhere from 3.5 inches thick for a 2x4 construction all the way up to an R30 or a 10 and 12 inch thick for like an attic. And then we are also a distributor for Rockwool, which is a higher quality insulation. Now it's a little bit more expensive, but you never really have to worry about it. It's actually made out of stone dust, so it's like a cotton candy process. So that is fire resistant, water resistant, and the other thing that's really nice about it is if it's like an outbuilding, you don't have to worry about rodents getting into it and chewing it up. So lots of different options.
Hey, Kyle, after meeting you in person at the Sticks and Stuff store the other week, we both know I'm carrying around a lot more insulation than you.
Well, maybe we'll split it. Maybe we could do like an auction or something. We'll auction some off to the highest bidder who needs extra insulation.
This Sticks and Stuff report has been brought to you by Fiber on Decking. Head to sticksandstuff.com to find their 7 locations and the one closest to you to get your supplies. Thanks, Kyle.
All right, everybody, take care.